This is the Let's Pretend story of the Goose Girl.
Come one, come all the big and small, we're here with Let's Pretend. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and wonder why until the very end. The joy of storytelling you always do extend. So give a cheer, cause look, we're here, another Let's Pretend.
Hello, pretenders.
Hello, Uncle Ted.
The Goose Girl is one of my favorites, Uncle Ted.
It's one of my favorites, too, Emily.
And Matthew says how we travel.
Well, since our story is the Goose Girl, how about a flock of giant wild geese flying north?
All righty. Everybody sit tight. Hold fast. All set? One, two, three! These birds are headed for Let's Pretend and points beyond the northern sea. Let's go, birdie! Once upon a time, a marriage had been arranged between the Princess Margaret and the handsome Prince Michael, whom she had never seen. As our story begins, she's ready for the journey, and we find her talking with her mother, the gentle Queen Elaine, while they await the maidservant Ellen, who is to accompany the princess.
So you see, darling, this marriage has been arranged ever since you and Michael were tiny children, and I know you will be very happy.
How do you know that, Mother?
Because Michael is like his father, King Rayburn. Come in. Come in. Oh, Ellen, are you ready to leave?
I am quite ready, Queen Elaine.
Good. Ellen, you have served me for many years. I trust you. You are a clever servant and a shrewd one, too. I know you will look after my daughter.
I am honored, madam.
Now, Margaret, listen carefully. And you too, Ellen. In order to safeguard you further on your dangerous journey, I am giving you my greatest possession. It is Falada.
Falada?
Your magic horse, Mother?
The horse that talks, madam? You will give him to your daughter?
Yes, for then I will know that she has every protection.
Oh, dearest Mother.
And now, one more thing before you start. The most important of all. And this must be among just us three. Give me that handkerchief, Margaret.
Oh, Mother, what are you going to do?
Don't be afraid, my darling. I'm going to prick my finger just a little bit.
Oh!
There. It's all right. Now hold the handkerchief so that it will catch 3 drops of blood. Steady now.
1, 2, 3. Here they are. What are they for, Mother?
This handkerchief with its 3 drops of blood completes the magic charm of Falada's speech and the strength to protect you. No harm can ever come to you while you keep the 2 by you. But should you lose the handkerchief, Falada will only be able to speak. You will be quite at the mercy of your enemies. So guard it well.
Oh, Mother, I shall.
And now, Falada is waiting. Open the door, Alan. Speak to me, Falada. Promise me you will protect my daughter.
With my life, my queen.
It is well. Take care of her, Alan. Until we meet again, Margaret. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mother dear. Goodbye. Oh, at last. Here's a lovely little stream of water. And I'm very thirsty. Ellen?
Yes?
Take my golden cup and get me a drink of water, please.
No. I'm no longer your servant, Margaret. If you want a drink, then get it yourself.
Ellen, you can't mean that.
I certainly do. I've been waiting for this opportunity ever since we started.
Oh, shame, Ellen. Shame.
You keep still, you idiotic Falada.
Ellen, how can you be so disloyal to my mother? Do be a good girl and obey me.
Get the drink yourself.
You ungrateful Ellen. Deceitful Ellen. Deceitful Ellen.
Shut up, Falada, or I'll beat you.
stop, Falada. It's no use. She's mad or something. Wait, please, and I will get a cup of water myself.
Oh, Princess Margaret, if your mother knew this, it would break her heart. Don't lean over the stream too far, Princess. Be careful.
Oh, I dropped the handkerchief. It's floating out in the stream. Oh, help me, Ellen.
Just what I hoped would happen. The precious handkerchief with its three drops of blood has fallen out of your blouse. And there it goes to the bottom of the stream.
Oh, how terrible. Oh, what will become of me now?
I'll tell you exactly what will become of you. I hoped you'd lose that blessed handkerchief. Now, I am in command, and the first thing you'll do, young lady, is to exchange your royal robes for my servant's dress.
What is that you say?
This robe instantly, unless you want a horse whipping.
Oh, Falada, what can I do?
My poor dear princess, you have lost the handkerchief. I am powerless to help you now.
And let me tell you something more. We are going to Prince Michael as we planned. But from now on, you are the servant and I the princess. And if you ever dare to tell, then I shall put a curse on your mother that will torture her to a slow and terrible death.
I swear, don't harm my mother. Do whatever you like to me, only don't harm her. I swear I will never tell.
Oh, princess, if your mother knew this, her heart would break.
Keep quiet, Falada, or I'll break this whip over your head. From now on, remember, I'm the Princess Margaret, and you are Ellen, my servant, and you will do as I say.
Make way for Her Royal Highness, the Princess Margaret. Make way for Her Royal Highness, the Princess Margaret.
They've turned the corner, Michael. They'll be here in one moment. Oh, Father, I must confess I'm a little nervous. Oh, you need have no misgivings. If the Princess Margaret is like her mother, lovely Queen Elaine, you will be the luckiest man in the kingdom.
Her Royal Highness, Princess Margaret of Dransfolia.
Welcome, Princess Margaret. We're delighted to have you here.
Thank you, sire. I am happy to be here.
And, Princess, this is my son, Prince Michael.
You do us great honor, Princess.
Oh, it's been a long journey. You must be tired, Princess. Will you first refresh yourself with a cup of tea, and after that we can discuss the plans for the wedding.
An excellent idea. Oh, sire, first, a word, please. I brought with me this personal servant, Ellen, but I find she's not at all capable. Can you find a place for her in the dairy or stables? That's about all she's fit for.
I know what we can do with her. Have you ever tended geese, my girl?
No, sire, never, but I'll try my very best.
All right, Ellen. Ask someone to show you where the geese are kept, and there you'll find Conrad. He'll be glad of your company, I dare say.
Thank you, sire.
Run along, Ellen. I'm sure you'll make a charming goose girl. And now, I'm ready to discuss our wedding, Prince Michael.
And so, while the real servant made ready to marry the prince, the real princess tended her geese in the pasture.
Come, Ellen, be a nice little goose girl and drive the geese this way.
Which way?
We take them over through the east gate of the city, and there we tend them all day, but you'll not be lonely. I'll keep you company.
Don't, Conrad. Keep away from me.
Oh, what's the matter with you? I'm not a bad fellow.
Perhaps not.
Hello, Conrad. Who's the new goose girl?
Hello, John. Now, that's Ellen, who thinks she's a princess and too good for the likes of me. What's new with you? Where are you going? And why the axe?
Oh, well, I'm on my way to kill a horse. The one the Princess Margaret rode in on yesterday.
You're not going to kill Falada.
Well, now that you mention it, that is his name.
Oh, how awful. Why? Why is she going to have Falada killed?
Well, she says he's dangerous. He behaved very badly on the trip here, and she doesn't want to see him again.
She's afraid he'll tell the king.
What did you say?
Nothing. Did Conrad call you John?
Just that, Goose Girl. Why?
Do you want to make some money, John?
Do I? The geese swim.
Then do this for me. When you've killed the horse, hang his head over the east gate of the city. If you do what I ask, I will give you a whole golden guinea for yourself.
Very well, then, Goose Girl. It's a bargain. Conrad, your witness.
My poor Falada. But what else could I...
Come on, Alan. This is not getting the geese out in the meadow. See you tonight, John. Come on. Shoot, shoot. Come on now, Goose Girl, let's be friendly. And that dimple on your cheek needs a kiss. Oh! What's the idea of slapping me like that?
It may help you to remember your manners. Now let me alone and tend the geese. I'm going to re-braid my hair.
Well, the princess and the castle couldn't be any more stuck up than you.
That's just how I mean to be.
Oh, Charlie, what beautiful hair you have. Give me a lock of it for my pocket.
Let me alone.
Oh, don't be silly. Come on.
Blow, wind, wild and free. Take Conrad's hat away with thee. Take it miles and keep him there till I've braided up my golden hair.
Stop that. There goes my hat. Stop that. Stop.
Shall I open the gate, Conrad?
Yes, I'll drive them through. Watch them now. Be sure to close the gate.
Good morning, my poor dear Falada.
You're keeping silent for her sake. If your mother knew, her heart would break.
Oh, please, Falada, keep my secret. Protect my mother. Come on, Conrad, the gate is open. Conrad?
You needn't yell. I'm right here. Behind you.
Oh, I thought you had gone on.
I know you did. What's more, I heard what you said. And I heard that horse answer you. Oh. You're a witch. That's what you are. You called to the wind and it obeyed you. You talked to a dead horse and it answers you. Oh. And I'm going straight to the king and tell him what I know.
No, please, Conrad, don't do that. I beg of you, please don't.
You've changed your tune now, haven't you? Slap me, will you? Blow my hat away, will you? Well, now it's my turn. Wait till the king hears this.
Oh, no.
I'll get even with you now, my fine lady.
Well, Conrad, you asked for an audience.
Yes, sire.
What have you to say?
Pardon, sire, but I can't tend the geese anymore.
Why not, fellow? What's the matter?
I'm afraid, sire.
Afraid? Of what?
Of that new goose girl.
The goose girl? Ellen, you mean? Nonsense.
Oh, it isn't nonsense, sire. She's bewitched, or enchanted, or something.
What makes you think so? What does she do?
She talks to the wind, sire, and it obeys her.
What? What's this you're saying?
It's true, sire. She makes it blow my hat away whenever she wants to. And not only that, sire. She talks to a horse that's dead, and he answers her.
You're mad.
Your Majesty, I'm not. I swear it's true. I beg of you to see for yourself.
Well, certainly. I'll have to see it to believe it.
Be at the east gate at 7 in the morning, sire. And you will know then I speak the truth.
Woe be to you if you're not. Very well. I shall be there.
Good afternoon, Your Majesty. And to you, Prince Michael. You sent for me, sire?
Yes, girl. We want to talk to you, and we want truthful answers to our questions.
Yes, sire.
Now then, briefly, Ellen, I want you to tell Prince Michael and me just exactly who and what you are.
I'm just the goose girl, sire.
What else?
Oh, nothing else, Prince Michael.
Who is Falada?
Falada, sire? I don't know what you mean.
Then I'll tell you. Falada is the horse whose head is nailed over the eastern gate of the city. The one who talks with you. I myself heard him. Now then, how is it that he can speak to you?
Oh, sire, I beg of you not to ask. It will mean my life and my mother. Oh, please do not ask that, sire.
I have no wish to make you unhappy, but I must unravel this mystery. What are you looking at?
That marble statue there. It's my mother. I mean, isn't it Queen Elaine, the mother of Princess Margaret?
Yes. Why are you so pale? Are you ill?
No, I'm all right. Oh, may I go closer and look at it, Your Majesty? Please?
Why, of course. Michael, come with me to the library for a moment. Then Goose Girl can look at it to her heart's content. You have the room to yourself. We shall be back presently.
Thank you, sire. Oh, dearest mother, how unhappy your daughter is. Mother, do you know what the wicked Ellen has done? She had Falada killed. She posed as the princess and married the prince meant to be my husband. And I can't tell anyone because she swore she would harm you. Oh, help me, mother. Help me to bear my burden of tears.
Oh, my princess, that's what happened.
Oh, King Rayburn, you didn't leave the room. You heard what I said.
Yes, my dear, I heard.
And so did I, Princess Margaret. Thank heaven we did hear.
You are the real princess, and she the servant.
Father, we should have known.
Oh, sire, my mother. Ellen swore she would put a curse on her. She told me she would. I swore by the open sky and my hope of heaven I would not tell her, or my mother's life would be the penalty.
Then, princess, my life will pay first.
Michael, may I come in?
There is Ellen now.
Conceal yourself behind this curtain for a moment, princess. I don't want her to see you at first.
Here, princess, quickly.
Quickly.
Come in, Margaret.
Good evening, father. Ah, Michael, I missed you at tea.
I'm glad you came, Princess Margaret.
Why do you both look so gloomy? Anything wrong, my husband?
Princess Margaret, I want to ask your advice.
What is it?
We have just heard of a situation where a woman assumed the identity of a princess, married the prince, and turned the real princess into a servant.
How shocking!
Isn't it? Tell us, Margaret, what would you do to such an evil woman?
I think that such an evil person should be thoroughly punished. She should be banished from the kingdom forever.
Very well, my lady. You have pronounced your own doom.
What are you saying?
Come out, Princess Margaret. You have nothing to fear.
Oh, you demon. What has she told you? It isn't true.
Isn't it? Then why are you so pale?
Yes, sire.
Take this woman out of my sight. She is to be banished from my kingdom forever.
With the greatest of pleasure, Your Majesty.
No! No, don't do that! I didn't do it! She lied! She lied! No! Oh.
And now, Princess, this false marriage will be annulled immediately. Will you then do me the honor to become my wife as it was planned for us in the beginning?
Prince Michael, you are just as my mother said you would be. I will be happy to be your wife.
Bless you, my dearest children, and may you live happily ever after. Thank you.